Weather, a lot of rain still. North Dakota especially hard hit with floods. Those of you who are listening out there, our thoughts are with you. Yellowstone Park, some of the roads there closed over the weekend because of all of the rain. And as I said, when I drove across Ohio this past week, my heavens, the water that still is there, tough time. That's going to make it very tough on us as we buy our food, especially anything related to grains. And most everything has some relationship to grains, whether it be wheat or corn, soy, that sort of thing. Those are really going to, the prices of those things are going to go through the roof. So what are you going to do about it? I don't know what you can do about it except not eat or change what you're eating. And that's not a good idea. Too many people have done that already and see the results of it. Speaking of doing without, did you realize that many of the stations, these public radio stations that had gotten money from the federal government, some of the money has been cut back, if not by the feds, by the state. For example, the state of Florida cut $4.8 million in funding for all of the public radio stations in Florida. A station, let's see here, Panama City, $87,000 cut from the budget of WKGC. The money was used for salaries and programming. Station manager said they will be just fine without the money. Our staff is pulled together, filling in the gaps, helping everybody out. We don't need the public's money.
They make money.
Well, they're not supposed to make money, but they don't lose money. And right. Certainly, in the bigger sense, the NPR stations make a lot of money. But it's not like they make money because they're not reporting income because they're 501c3s, but they have more money at their disposal at the end of the day than it costs them to operate their circumstances being what they are, the begathons and all kinds of ways of raising money. They don't need public money. These people in Florida don't need it. The people in Massachusetts don't need it. People in California don't need it. It has become a crutch. And so when you look at that program, you wonder out loud to yourself, how many other government programs are there that have just been built up and built up and built up and built up and built up over the years? So there's an expectation. Government handout, this program, government money there, dollars here, dollars there, everywhere. Golly gee, there are just so many dollars that are being spent of your tax money, and you wonder why. And the programs never end. They start. Remember when there was a big deal made, I think it was when Clinton was president, about how many programs they actually cut out of the federal budget? Because once you get started with something, there's a constituency. That means there are law firms or the lobbyists, if you will, that represent these various entities. They're all on top of these programs, keep going to. I told you when we went to the National Farmers Union invited me, and they've actually done it again for September, to come to Washington for a day and meet. I think we met 8 or 9 congressmen. And talk to them about what was important for the nation's farmers.
Mm-hmm.
And you walk up and down the halls of these office buildings, the congressional office buildings, and you see outside every door a dozen guys with they got their iPads.
That's their job. That's the line.
Right. That's their line. They're going in to see congressmen, women, staffers, so they can try to influence various pieces of legislation. That's the way the system works. And in the National Farmers Union, we haven't given, I haven't given any money for, I don't believe in giving money to candidates. Once in a while on the local level, I will help some people in town who are working on things and doing a good job.
Or if you're dating somebody that's running for office, they might get a couple of bucks.
Right. Have I ever done that? Oh, Nancy. Yeah. Skinner the winner.
Not that time.
No. Did you really donate to her campaign?
Oh, yeah.
I think I was the largest contributor, wasn't I, Richie?
Yeah.
You I'm sure you were the largest contributor.
And then you met a new guy named Barack Obama who just wiped her up.
Right. Yeah, she was running against Barack Obama. That was that was a good call.
I guess if you're going to lose to anybody, that's a good person to lose to.
Yeah. It was like getting hit by a train.
Yeah, right. Hey. Oh, yeah, I can beat him, she said. And then she used his name all the time because they became friendly in the debate.
Oh, yeah,
right. Last time I checked, she still didn't have a job with the Obama administration, though.
Yeah.
She's on television a lot, but no...
him up.
Government job, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yep. So anyway, the point here is that the government has continued to fund radio stations. They don't need to be funding radio stations. We have this debate on the Heidelberg College campus about what to do with our... non-com, because it's in there with TTF and the television station. And it just is not necessary. If you're smart, you can make it work on its own. Now, one thing, Russ is going to smile now. Russ Snyder's in the control room of our studio in Tiffin. Last Saturday, the program was on the air and then off the air at TTF, our station in Tiffin, which is on the Heidelberg College campus. And nobody could figure out what the story. There's a generator in the building, and it powered some studios. The studio I was in stayed on the air, and I was able to finish the program. I didn't even know the power was off in the rest of the complex until I came out of the studio. Russ is there, and he says, power's off in the main studio, so we were not on the air. And everybody's trying to figure out Jeff Feaster, who's a wonderful guy who is the Heidelberg person in charge of the facility, was there. And Tony Paradiso, my pal, was there, and we were looking around trying to figure out what the heck is going on. So in the midst of all of this, I'm looking out the window, and there's a dead squirrel on the lawn. And I didn't think anything of it. Dead squirrel on the lawn. Uh-huh. Somebody's liable to have done whatever. Okay, so Russ calls me an hour or so later when they figure out what the problem is. He said, you know that squirrel you saw on the lawn? I said, yeah. He said, that's why we lost our power.
Really? There's your squirrel, yeah.
Apparently, when they wired up the building, they rewired everything. They do as often the power companies do, because they are stupid and they are careless, and they are also interested in saving every dime. So they don't put covers on these junction boxes sometimes. So there's the top and the bottom, if you will, the squirrel walks across the wire. Exactly.
Yeah.
And so the exposure to both connectors into the box fry the squirrel and fry the connection. So, you know, in this day of technology.
Eat him afterwards.
I have Roberta. I thought of Roberta when I saw him on the lawn, though.
You can't let that go to waste.
It really is pretty amazing. When you think about how you get screwed by the utility companies as badly as we do. And, of course, it's all about getting the money back to the shareholder. We understand that the system works. That doesn't mean it's the right way. It just is the way. So they had to, because of their carelessness or somebody not doing his or her job right, the power is compromised. Studio shuts down for an hour. Who knows how much money the station lost by not playing commercials it was supposed to play. But the other side of it is that the power company has to send out a crew on Saturday, which is time and a half, to fix something that wasn't done properly by one of its members, its union members. Now, this is not a shot at unions, but the union guys oftentimes become complacent the longer they are there.
You know.
It brings me around to a couple of other things. Yes, you know.
We're having issues with Pepco, which is the Potomac Edison Power Company here in the Washington area, and the amount of outages and the length of the outages.
Yep.
So it's been a big deal the past couple of years.
Yeah.
And so, of course, you know, government comes in to save the day and is going to make sure that their standards are up to snuff so that we get the service that we deserve and pay for. Yet, when they don't deliver the service that you're going to pay for, they have to pay a fine. And who gets the money for the fine? The government does.
Yeah.
So the one of the local news facilities was taking a poll, and what do you think should happen? And, of course, you know, one guy, very smart, says, you know, just a regular taxpayer, says, well, they should be fined, but we should get reimbursements for our services.
Right.
That we didn't get.
Why
does the government get to keep the money?
Yeah.
I'm the one who's paying for the services, not you.
Yeah. This goes on over and over and over again. So where's the rebate when my power goes out
right.
at the farm?
How come I don't get a check back from them or a credit on my account?
I have to start my generators, burn fuel in the tractors
sure.
to run the generators, and there's nothing except a bill, the same bill. Well, they'll tell you, well, the clock wasn't running, so you didn't get billed for the kilowatt hours that you would have been billed for otherwise because
you know,
the power was out. That's what they'll tell you.
Roger Hedgecock, who is the host of our evening program here on Radio America,
right.
will be so proud to take you. If you ever go have dinner at his house, he walks you right up to his roof where his solar panels are.
Yep.
And he will show you his meter running backwards.
Yeah.
And he's like, this is the greatest thing I've ever done.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to get that.
They're paying me.
I'm trying to get that at the farm, and it's not as easy to get for whatever the reason. He's a very conservation-minded guy. He drives a Prius.
He did. He doesn't.
He
sold it, but he did drive a Prius for a while.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I thought that he. You know, that's not.
He had he had a Dodge Challenger and a Prius all at the same time.
Dodge Challenger.
Really. That's cool.
He's like, I can't drive that too much. Which he sold the Challenger to.
Really. So what's he? Is he walking to work? What's he doing?
He's got a new Mercedes.
Ah, of course.
Yes.
Why not?
Why not?
Might as well take it. Well, here I am. I'm doing something wrong. I'm driving a 1999 pickup truck.
What? It's a turbo diesel.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Love those turbo diesels.
Yeah.
I got my old one ready to rebuild, the 1985 300
TD. Yeah, the turbo diesels are great.
They sure are. Up later on in the hour, the new Jerko meter. Jennifer
Ooh,
will be
I love
interested.
That.
Uh-oh.
The
am I
new
on
Jerko. This is a way that helps people who are together either stay together or go down the right-wrong road together, if you know what I mean. Beware the Jerkometer. Coming up later on, the good day time is 18 past the hour.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Jason from Buffalo writes, I have a habit of hitting snooze and not being able to get up again. Any suggestions?
You know, if you get Geico to help with your renter's insurance, it's quite easy, really. You'll know you're protecting your stuff for as little as $12 a month, which I suspect will make you sleep much sounder. Then you'll just pop out of bed rested, ready to start your day.
What he's saying is, a renter's policy is basically insurance for your snooze button.
Plus most everything else you own.
Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
It's Macy's 4th of July sale. Get our lowest prices of the season on mattresses from Sealy, Simmons, Serta, Stearns & Foster, Hotel, and more. Get a Sealy Posturepedic or Serta Perfect Sleeper Firm Queen 2-Piece Set for $397. Or a Certapedic Eurotop Queen 2-Piece Set, $497. And get free mattress delivery with a minimum purchase of $797. Shop our stores, go to Macy's.com, or call 1-800-MACY-BED. Macy's 4th of July sale. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Are you suffering from back arthritis or muscle pain? Here's something that can help. Salonpas Pain Relief Patch, a clinically proven pain-fighting patch. Salonpas has two powerful medicines that go to work right at the site of your pain for up to 12 hours of relief. As a special offer to Good Day listeners, you can get your free sample of Salonpas by going to drkenshow.com and clicking on the Salonpas button. Or if you're looking for relief right now, stop by your local Walgreens store and pick up a 5-count box. Stop the pain right at the site with Salonpas. Order a free sample today. Go to drkenshow.com. Salonpas. Please use as directed.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
And then a guy do so Google Wallet.
Yeah.
Speaking of what, there is a lot of controversy. I know we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, and I must confess to you that I don't really understand how Google Wallet works.
I would like to have Google's wallet.
Yeah, yeah. Google's no, wallet. Yes, yes, the possessive.
Isn't that the cell phone credit card thing where you can just wave
right.
your cell phone
using
and pay
cash.
For services
yeah.
and products and stuff?
Right, apparently.
At cash
yeah.
register.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
don't lose your that. Cell phone, Dudley.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going on a spending spree if you do.
Yeah, yeah.
Woo-hoo!
21 after on Good Day.
Yeah, baby.
The If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency hybrid wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
For our birthday list for this Monday, the 27th of June, as we're into the cancer month, I don't know how that sounds. Which came first, the astrological reference to cancer or it being used to describe a disease?
Ooh, that's a good question.
I wonder about that, don't you? 800-510-8255. All right, anyway, we have Bruce Johnston, who was one of the Beach Boys. I'm not sure which arrangement he was in. This is the first song he sang on, actually, California Girls. He's 69 today. Richie, you got to crank this up, please. Pretty smooth stuff. Especially this. I love these.
I don't get how Bruce Johnston is.
I don't really know his name either. The rest have not been there very long.
He's not one of the original members.
No, not at all.
No. Okay. No, I know him. Yeah. I'm looking at a picture of him now.
All right. Next up on the birthday list is Frank Mills, who did the music box dancer. He's actually a pianist. He's a well-known Hollywood kind of studio guy. Born in the state 1942, so he's also 69 today. Let's see, we have Eddie Castro, great baseball player's birthday. There's a lot of people born in the state 1942 as well. H. Ross Perot's birthday is today, Richie.
Well, I'll tell you what we're going to have. We're going to have, instead of computer chips, we're going to have potato chips.
Yeah. Little Ross, I miss him.
Yeah. Let's see. He was a presidential candidate in 92 and 96. Paid lots of money. He's given a lot of it away. He would be considered a philanthropist, I think.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. All right, let's see here. Next up on the list is Camille Bodon.
Yeah.
From the Radiators. That's I don't know anything about them at all. Richie, you want to help us?
Well, you wouldn't know anything about them because they are a New Orleans band, very well-known New Orleans band. Tommy Malone, who is the leader of one of my favorite bands, the Subdudes, his brother, Dave Malone, is the leader and singer and guitar player of the Radiators.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Okay. Keeping it in the family
They just had their farewell show at the Jazz Fest this past couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. Yep. Rico Petrocelli, a member of the Boston Red Sox, is having his birthday today. He looks to be 68. Let's see here. Julia Duffy, who was Stephanie on Newhart.
Oh, yeah.
How many different themes? There was the Bob Newhart show. There was Newhart. There was the Newhart. All right? Three or four different shows.
How many different shows can we make with the same guy using his name?
Yeah, perfect. Gilson Labus, drummer for Squeeze.
Love it.
Yeah. Julia Duffy from Designing Women and Newhart. I did her already. What do you mean? I'm going back. It's going the wrong direction.
It's such a big birthday. You did it twice.
How about I go in the other direction? Lori Morgan's birthday. Loretta Lynn Morgan.
You like her?
Yep. Singer, songwriter. She's the daughter of George Morgan. In case you wondered, Jennifer, didn't know that.
I did not.
Happy birthday to her. See here, Lee Nash from Sixpence None the Richer. 35 today.
Wow.
Why do you say wow?
You know what? They've been around for a long time, and I forget how young they were when this song was out. This song was in the early 90s.
Yeah. So. All right. So we have that taken care of. Then there's Ed Westwick, who's 24 today. Chuck in The Gossip Girl. I don't know much about that. I've seen it. I think I saw it once.
Big show.
Yeah. It was?
Yep. Still is, isn't it?
Is it still around?
Yeah.
And Toby McGuire, who was born in the state in 1975. So happy birthday to him and everybody else who's into love and romance. Cool day for that. 28 after on Good Day.
Do you feel this way?
Isn't it great to think that the fun part of school doesn't end?
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Lifelong learning is a booming business, and boomers have lots to offer.
They have a wealth of experience that they can then bring and teach a class or two.
David Singleton writes about pop culture on the web. He says a lot of e-learning is free.
The one that I like that I think is going to be a wonderful addition to this is a social learning network called Einstein. And what it does is it allows users to go back to college virtually with free courses and coursework offered by hundreds of universities and institutions from around the world, including Stanford and MIT and Harvard and the British Museum.
David's other favorite e-learning sites include the Open Courseware Consortium and LectureFox, which has a directory of more free options. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare, by far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and obtaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles. How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomason Law Group carefully plan your escape. We're one of only a few remaining debt relief companies to survive massive government crackdowns. Why? Because the Thomason Law Group has proven itself, helping thousands of people like you reclaim their financial future for over 18 solid years. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and offices in all 50 states. Our expert credentialed staff can specifically tailor-make your absolute best recovery plan. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomason Law Group now for a free no-obligation consult with a trained legal analyst. 1-800-756-3744. Call now because you're tired of running. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Past the hour.
I've had important news.
We were chatting. Leave us alone.
Yeah. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen.
Actually, tell Doug about this, Jennifer.
On the Good Day program, Jennifer went to the movies over the weekend and had an exciting experience.
Which isn't the real exciting news.
Seriously, I really am in love. This place is the best.
Really?
It's called Gold Class Cinemas. And
you're in love with a building?
Yeah, pretty much.
With a theater.
With a theater. But you go into the movies, and it's instead of regular theater-style seating, it's recliners, Doug. Like lush, plush, wonderful recliners.
Cool.
You press the button, your feet are up, you're laying down.
Where is it called?
You take a nap. It's called Gold Class Cinemas. The one I went to, it was in Pasadena, California, but they were starting to pop up all over the place. Mm-hmm. And they have a service button, so everybody gets free popcorn. They come out and pass out popcorn to you. They pass out a blanket so that you can
be warm. How much does it cost to get in?
It's $20.
That's not bad.
But when you think about it, movies, if you pay full price, are going to be like $10 or $12
anyway. Yeah, $10, $12 plus popcorn.
Add
you're at $14, $15 there already.
There you go. Yeah. So, and then you can order cocktails. They have a full dinner menu. I mean, anything you want.
You can eat. But you're not sitting. You have to be sitting at a table for dinner and stuff, right?
There's a little table in between each chair, so it's kind of in groups of two, and there's a table in between.
So if you're standing, all I can think of is going to the football game, and the guy behind me dropping a thing of beer on my father. That's all I can think of.
Not like that at all.
Well, it's not that close.
Very classy.
No,
mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Oh, it's so much fun. So highly recommend it.
If that catches on. There are a lot of theaters, a lot of places that I go to, like over at the Grove in L.A., there are very comfortable seats. You can go back and forth in them. I find that if you want people to enjoy a movie, then you don't cram them in and you give them good seats to sit in.
This is like a recliner chair. I mean, amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I've had the ones where they kind of rock and they're high back leather chairs and you pay a little bit more for that and they're wider and you're not as grouped in, but I've never had the recliner experience. That's neat.
Your feet are up. I mean, literally, it is a recliner. Oh, that's so nice.
Very cool.
I'm going back again.
So what movie did you see?
I saw Super 8.
Oh, that's supposed to be good. Chaka loves that movie.
Yeah, it was a great movie. Not that you really care because you're so excited about being in a really nice theater, but it was really...
Easier to go to sleep if it's a bad movie.
That's what I was telling my dad. If you hate the movie, you get to take a nap.
Take a nap.
There you go.
Exactly. All right, here's a story that comes from the world of radio, the deep, dark secrets of people that you listen to on the radio and experiences that they've had.
Who did what now?
As a fellow...
Or who did who now?
...named Phil Strider.
Okay.
Who was on the air in, I think it was North Dakota, but I'm not sure. And he was a guy that was pretty controversial. He said something on the air last week.
Uh-oh.
And a rather sensitive listener who took umbrage to what he said had a little too much to drink.
Uh-oh.
Got into his pickup truck. He revved up the engine and rammed it through the front door and glass in the radio station's, what do we call that, the receptionist area.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's a way to get your point
across. Actually, he made it almost to the studio before the debris stopped him and his truck.
Poor guy.
Wow. That
came up short.
The police arrived, and as you can imagine, he was put into custody. And as Roberto loves to say, alcohol was involved. But can you imagine imagine the damage? And think about radio. You couldn't do that where you are, Richie, because you're on the ninth floor.
Yeah, you'd have a hard time driving into my studio.
I have a hard time driving into mine, too. But I've been in plenty of radio stations that they love to have the visitor, but they put them in a mall on the floor.
I'd love to have Liddy always, Gordon Liddy always jokes about, because we have a glass studio, so there's glass all the way around it, glass enclosed nerve center.
Yeah.
And he always jokes about, watch the monkey.
Like a little monkey in a cage.
I've always wanted to put a studio down at street level.
Yeah,
where people just walk by and see what's going on in the studio. I thought that would be the coolest thing. But, yeah, you're right. Then you have access.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. There you go. All right. The newest way to find out about your friends is to pay attention to the jerkometer. It's a new tool that's been developed. This is what the scientists at MIT. This is.
I've got one of those.
It shows you. Yeah, I know you
do. It's an app.
Yeah, right.
Got an app. There's an app for that.
They are developing a software system for cell phones that would analyze speech patterns and voice tones to rate you on a scale of 0 to 100 as to how you are in terms of paying attention. They can tell by the way you... And I don't know. I can tell by the way Richie's talking to Jennifer. Well, you can... Sometimes Richie can tell whether I'm engaged or not by just listening to my tone.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Anyway, this fellow is on a master's degree plan at MIT, developing the jerkometer as a way to finish. Sometimes you have to write a dissertation. Sometimes you do a project, depending on what the degree is. Mostly the EDD people do projects rather than do a paper. This is a master's degree. The tool, he says, is to improve relationships. But the way it's turning out, it ends them, it seems. So he says, think of a situation where you could actually prevent an argument. Having this device can make people more attentive because they know that they're being monitored. This is really great for this is what you want. You're in a relationship and you have an electronic way of monitoring whether you're being paid attention to or whether you're paying attention. I can think of some really uptight babes that I've been around in my life who probably...
Do they like it that you called them uptight babes?
I don't care whether they like it or they don't like it. It uses mathematical algorithms to measure levels of stress and empathy in a person's voice. Keeps track of how often somebody speaks. The fellow who's putting this together said using math it makes it a provable thing. There are a bunch of academic papers published about how to use these algorithms to measure the tone of voice and how attentive you are. Are you just sort of like passive? The wife's talking away, and you say, oh, yeah, honey. Or the husband's talking away, and she says, oh, whatever. Right? Mm-hmm. Then you know there's nothing going on. So you could employ a jerkometer to test the voice at the other end of the line on the phone, for example. A salesman that called you who's a jerk. So it will tell you who to hang up on, in essence. Right?
That's awesome.
Interesting, yeah.
You think that's cool?
I do.
Richie's not paying attention.
So I'm looking at all the apps that are available on the iPhone for jerks. There's something called Jerk in a Box.
Really? Well, how does that work?
It basically has buttons that you can press if you want to be if you want to release your inner jerk, but you don't know how.
You release your inner jerk.
And it hurls the insults for you.
Ah, like for example.
You know, hey, jerk face. It doesn't have any, and I don't want to pay a dollar for it.
Uh-huh.
And then there's another one called
insults, basically, right?
Called Office Jerk, which gives you ideas of how to take care of the jerk in your office. Let me see. There's a bunch of them. Jerk, jerk, jerk.
Which, sounds like a movie. What's the name of that song? Shake, shake, shake.
Yeah, shake, shake, shake.
Shake your booty.
Shake your booty.
I know, this is a game. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's lots of jerk things.
All right.
Jerk in a box. I love it.
Yeah. Jerk-o-meter. Help yourself.
Technology is going to flush us all out, Dudley.
Boy, I'll tell you something. You can't get away from it either.
I know.
But who would have thought this would make a good dissertation or a project to get a degree?
I think it's very interesting. Yeah. Human nature.
Mm-hmm.
Sociology.
Yep.
Psychology.
Don't know much about history.
And technology.
Don't know much biology. But I do know that I love you. And I know that you love me, too.
Oh,
what a wonderful world.
Thank God he's talking to you.
17 before the hour on Good Day.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Starz free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Diabetes is a growing epidemic affecting nearly 26 million Americans. But according to Crystal Bowersox, runner-up on American Idol Season 9 and one of today's most talented new artists, it doesn't have to prevent you from living your life. At age 6, Crystal was diagnosed with diabetes. Though she's managing the disease well today, she's had some close calls, including one while on the show.
During the competition, I was so busy rehearsing that I lost sight of my priorities. I let my diabetes sit on the back burner and wound up in the hospital. I let diabetes control me and almost lost everything that I have today. I realized then and now that in order to achieve my dreams and live life on my terms, I have to take control of my diabetes.
Crystal has partnered with the maker of OneTouch blood glucose meters to help people with diabetes understand that regular monitoring and managing blood sugar can help you live a full life. For more information about Crystal and to share your own life first story, visit the OneTouch Facebook page at facebook.com/OneTouch. I'm Lee Shepard.
And I'm Doug Steffen, inviting you to join me at DougSteffen.com. How's that?
Sure.
That was very nice.
I'll meet you there. Right. What time's happy hour?
Happy hour is in 15 minutes.
All
we're all
long.
Done. Yeah, right. It's happy. Yeah, we're happy here all the time. There is an interesting program going on this summer. JetBlue is encouraging children to, if they're going to be riding on a JetBlue plane. Now, you know, JetBlue is the airline that has all the screens. All their planes have screens in front of
them. Yeah, and the headrest.
Yeah, TV so, screens. I right. love it.
So mm-hmm. there's no books. There's no, the kids can watch television or do whatever, but they wouldn't be reading. So apparently they've been criticized by parents groups. So what they're doing is encouraging, they've started to encourage children to pack books for their trips. They've launched Soar with Reading, a program with PBS Kids. The program aims to keep children reading wherever they go this summer with in-flight sources, apparently. And there are some community reading events that they're paying for as well, which I think is sort of interesting.
You know,
when you get down to brass tacks.
As a parent of small children.
Yes, Rich.
What idiot would go on a flight and not have a couple of books sitting in their backpack?
You'd be surprised.
Man.
You'd be surprised.
You put tools to keep those kids entertained, because the next thing you know, they want to be up and running up and down the aisle. So you've got to keep them entertained. Ugh.
Up and down the aisle, you can't control them any better than that?
I can, because I pack plenty of books.
So that's it?
Duh.
That's the secret?
That's the secret.
Books and an iPhone with some game apps on it.
Mm.
Those are the secrets.
Huh.
And raisins.
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 Do they like raisins?
They love raisins.
Yes. Yeah.
Love raisins.
They love them. That's all right. That's good.
Yeah.
Okay, now, a couple of items that make you think. You ready?
Sure.
Yes, I love to think.
It's how Monday. Could this? Don't expect too much. It's Monday.
This is, again, the end of the school year, and there are all kinds of things that get shaken out. This story couldn't be released until the school year was over for some reason or other. The University of New Mexico has a hospital that I believe is in Albuquerque, but I'm not sure. A couple of the employees there were fired for using their phone cameras to take pictures of patients getting treatment.
Oh.
And then they post this to a social networking website. This is not the first time I have read about this. I'm just trying to figure out what's going on in their noggin, that they would take these pictures and put them up on Facebook or some of the other social media. What are they, crazy?
I watched Dateline or 2020 or one of those news shows Friday night. My wife was watching it.
Yeah.
And they had a story about, it was all about people being abused on the internet,
yeah,
one way or another. And one of the segments or stories was about a fireman who had taken video of a girl that had just been in a crash, and the girl died. I don't know whether she was dead at the point that he took the video, but I mean, he's commenting, oh my God, look at this, oh, look at that, and posts it to YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And of course the family sees it.
Yeah.
The last moments of their daughter being alive.
Yeah.
And they went after this guy something awful. I mean, they just drilled him, and it was great. But, you know, what is in a person's head that would, A, want to take video of that, B, then post it for everybody to
see?
Because
we're desensitized because of those video games that you're talking about with your kids. People don't realize the human side of somebody dying. They go, wow, what an accident. Look at that. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
They can't take their eyes off of it, and they don't realize that someone's life is over after that.
Mm. So Mario bonking the monkey on the head,
yes,
is desensitizing the kids so that they'll take a video of somebody dying in a car.
I think so.
Yeah.
Oh, I agree 100%. I think that it's the use of cell phone cameras anywhere is really upsetting, changing, whether it's in some circumstances it's for the better when you're getting some police officer who's beaten with his nightstick somebody over the head. That's good to get on record. But some of these other things, no, it is. What are you laughing at?
You always love that one. Okay, go ahead.
Well, next I know, but because it's true. Law enforcement officers often are out of control, and they ought to be put in their place. The only way you're going to get them is to get it recorded. But there are plenty of other circumstances No, the guy who's breaking the dishes in the dishwasher instead of washing them.
I can
in
see
the, restaurant.
Doug, the next time he gets pulled over for a hay tractor being too wide on the street.
Right.
Speaking to my microphone, sir.
51 after on Good Day.
I got you on tape.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military-issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Became the sixth state to do it, and as the debate continues, so does the celebration. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. The New York State Assembly had already passed the bill. New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo supported it, and he said if it passed, he would sign it immediately. So it was all up to the New York State Senate. The vote taken last Friday night.
Ayes 33, nays 29.
And so New York is now the sixth state in the nation to legalize same-sex marriage. Governor Cuomo did sign the bill, and the law goes into effect July 24th. The celebration among those in New York City's gay community started when the bill passed last Friday night and continued right through the weekend, which included yesterday's annual Gay Pride Parade in Manhattan. Hundreds of thousands turned out, with participants saying this parade had a different atmosphere this year.
It's less angry and political from a negative point of view. Like, we're not demanding stuff. We're celebrating something very important that we should have gotten a long time ago.
Governor Cuomo was at the parade as well. He agreed this one was different.
I've been in this parade many times, and there's always a lot of energy, and I've always had a ball. But this was special. This really was. There was such energy in this parade. People were so excited.
Among those who opposed the same-sex marriage bill, as you might expect, New York's Archbishop Timothy Dolan.
It's not good for the common good, and that's what we've been arguing for so long.
Archbishop Dolan spoke at length with reporters after his Sunday Mass at St. Patrick's Cathedral, stressing that his views and the views of the church are not part of an anti-gay crusade.
I tell the gay community I love you very much. And every single morning when I say my morning prayers, I pray for the health and the happiness of everybody in New York. And they're included. It's just, it's pro-marriage. It's not anti-gay.
Noteworthy to mention, the bill passed by New York State did include amendments that would not force religious institutions to perform same-sex marriages. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
How do we celebrate summer? Saving money with e-values.
Member Nicole Recker on the Sam's Club e-value saving celebration. June 29th through July 4th, save on top of already low Sam's Club prices, like $50 off a Samsung 40-inch LED TV,
$2 off artisan fresh chicken sausage, $1 off seedless watermelon,
and more. Not a member? Join June 29th through July 4th. Get the money-saving benefit plus members enjoy all year. E-values at Sam's Club. Savings made simple. Supplies are limited and may not be available in all clubs. one item per membership, no rain checks.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
It's a new week on Wall Street. The stock market trying to bounce back from a down day last Friday. The Dow dropped 115 points, closing the week at 11,935. S&P and NASDAQ down as well. Oil prices were up 14 cents a barrel, settling at $91.16. Let's check those prices at the pump. Fill it up. And prices continue to fall. The latest Lundberg survey of gas stations across the country shows a gallon of regular now averaging $3.63. That's down about 11 cents a gallon over the past 2 weeks, with prices expected to drop even further after news the government will release 30 million barrels of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. This Washington, D.C. area driver hopes the price decline would be a little quicker.
I think it's crazy, because as fast as it goes up, it doesn't come down half as fast as I would like it to.
Very true. When it comes to gas prices, what goes up must come down, but doesn't come down quite as fast. Speaking of coming down, a small asteroid about the size of two buses is on track to graze the atmosphere today. The space rock will pass over the coast of Antarctica near South Africa. NASA scientists say it's the fifth closest asteroid to ever pass by our planet. Now, none of us will be able to see anything with the naked eye, and no impact is expected. Even so, I'm wearing a helmet today just in case. Business at the box office over the weekend.
Pin Mac missile. British intelligence.
So mighty. Average intelligence.
Despite harsh reviews, Cars 2 laps the competition, bringing in about $68 million in its first 3 days of release, number one in theaters. Finally, we take you back to last Friday night, the annual Sonoma Marin Fair in Northern California. That's where they hold the annual World's Ugliest Dog Contest, and one of them really stood out. Short clumps of hair, a tongue that stuck way out, hairless legs. She's 14 years old, and here she is.
Yoda!
That's her name. Yoda, the world's ugliest dog, 2011. So ugly, she's adorable. The winner gets a check for $1,000. By the way, I think Yoda should probably use it for a day at a beauty spa. Just kidding. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
How do we celebrate summer? Saving money with e-values.
Member Nicole Recker on the Sam's Club e-value saving celebration. June 29th through July 4th, save on top of already low Sam's Club prices, like $50 off a Samsung 40-inch LED TV,
$2 off artisan fresh chicken sausage, $1 off seedless watermelon,
and more. Not a member? Join June 29th through July 4th. Get the money-saving benefit plus members enjoy all year. E-values at Sam's Club. Savings made simple. Supplies are limited and may not be available in all clubs. One item per membership, no rain checks.